This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Rex Hoggard covers the game for Golf Channel and for GolfChannel.com. There have been some serious issues in the game this week. It's a pleasure to welcome Rex Hoggard back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hi, Rex.
How are you?
I'm good. All right. The caddies have filed the caddies have filed a class action lawsuit against the tour. What is it that the caddies want?
Well, really, what they've been negotiating for almost a year now, when they formed about midway through last season, they formed an association of professional tour caddies, and it was most of the caddies on tour, and it wasn't a union. They can't do that legally, but it was just a group to try to negotiate with the tour, because what they've been trying to do for the last year is negotiate a better deal where the tour would contribute funds, which they receive from the selling of bibs specifically. This is what it's all kind of based on, is the caddy bibs that they wear week in, week out. And they were trying to negotiate some sort of deal where they would get funds for a retirement fund, for health insurance benefits, those types of things. From the very start, the caddies were told by the PGA Tour that anything having to do with the bib was off limits. They continued to talk, like I said, for almost a year, and that led us to court, which was filed on Tuesday in San Francisco in U.S. District Court. And I think it needs to be pointed out that right now the attorneys for the caddies are estimating the funds from those bids that the tour receives, basically from individual tournament sponsors. For example, this week, Farmers Insurance Open. That's part of the deal, Farmers Insurance, for their logos to go on the front of each bib each week. That's estimated to be $50 million annually. And speaking with the lawyer for the caddies this week, he said that what they're trying to do is get that previous compensation and future compensation. And it could be a large number when all is said and done. Now, it's a long ways down the road, but he said it could be as large as nine figures. So we're talking about a lot of money. We're talking about something that's very, very important to the PGA Tour.
Do you think, Rex, there's a line item in the sponsorship deals for how much is attributed to the bibs?
No, I don't think so. And that's a big part of this process that the lawyers for the caddies want to go through. I mean, I'll give you an example. There is a deal that the caddies received money from. It's received out of a pool. Nature Valley, who, of course, makes those energy bars. They have a deal with the tour that caddies who participate in this pool, they wear the Nature Valley hat. Depending on how their player finishes that week, they get a certain amount of money. And it probably comes to, I think I was told, about $10,000 is probably the most a guy would make. And that's a guy who had a very, very good season. You know, his player finished high on the money list. And he got a lot of exposure, because that's what it's really based on, is exposure. But the tour won't even tell the caddies or the caddy association or their lawyers how much the Nature Valley deal is worth. They won't even tell you exactly what's going on, you know, how much of a portion the caddies are getting as opposed to what the tour keeps. And so there's a lot of things right now that you don't know. To get back to your question, I don't think there is a line item in each tournament contract. I think what they're basing that $50 million annually number on is going to marketing firms and going to different people who track these types of things and trying to figure out the exposure. And if you look at the one thing you can see if you watch TV this weekend, any golf tournament, as soon as they show a picture of a player, if the caddy's in the picture, the bib is front and center always. So it's a very high-profile billboard, so to speak.
I assume the big name caddies, the ones that we know, the Joe LaCavas, the Jim McKays, the Fluff Cowans, I assume they're not part of the class action suit?
They're not. It is a group of, it started out as 82 tour caddies, I mean, which is a very good number. They were happy with that. The more people they had involved, the better. It actually grew yet on Tuesday. The lawyer said that he's gotten calls from caddies, so it's grown to about 86 tour caddies right now. There are numerous high-profile caddies. I mean, your audience will know Damon Green, for example, who is Zach Johnson's longtime caddy, and James Edmondson. He caddies for Ryan Palmer. And so there are some guys who have been on tour a long time. They're very, very established. But you're right. They are not the high-profile guys.
We're talking with Rex Hoggard from Golf Channel here on the Augusta Golf Show. It is a unique relationship that the tour has with the players, the independent contractors. The players have the relationships with the caddies. Could this in any way, Rex, could you begin to see a rift between players and caddies?
I think that was a fear at first. And keep in mind, I've spoken with quite a few caddies who are involved with this lawsuit. And the first thing I'm sure that the vast majority of these caddies did is go to their players and make sure, look, are you okay if I do this? I don't think any caddy would just do it blindly and blindside his player like that. So I don't think that's a problem. There was a concern, though, and along with this lawsuit, again, that was filed in the U.S. District Court, attorneys for the caddies also filed injunction relief, filed a separate filing to get relief for the caddies because they had heard rumors that the tour was starting to pressure players. They had heard rumors that there was going to be a lawsuit and the tour was going to start pressuring players to dismiss their caddy, to fire their caddies if they were involved in any type of potential lawsuit. So I think the attorneys for the caddies were very proactive to make sure that all of these caddies, all of these loopers are protected. And like I said, the fact that it's such a big number, you have 86 caddies participating right now, I think it would be very hard for the tour or an individual player to make a difference. So I think right now you're on pretty good solid ground.
You know, it seems to me, Rex, there's always big money being bandied about in things like this. Do you think, Rex, the real end game in this is retirement and health benefits?
Oh, there's no doubt. Absolutely. I don't think they want anything above and beyond their current compensation. And Commissioner Tim Fincher spoke this week at Torrey Pines, and he talked about sort of the historical relationship between a player and a caddy. And as you pointed out, it's very unique. It's also almost kind of convoluted because they're independent contractors who work for independent contractors. And each caddy and player come up with their own financial arrangement. Go from there. That's the way it's always been. I think what the caddies are making the argument for, and they've focused on the bibs simply because the caddies are wearing the bibs. They feel like they're billboards that walk around and that they're getting no benefit from it. And even though that was a big number they threw around, that lawyers threw around, I just think from the very, very start, this has always been about creating some sort of retirement fund for caddies and creating some sort of health care, which is probably the primary and most important thing.
You're out there on the front lines. What's the conventional wisdom? Early odds? Who's the favorite here early on?
I'd have to call it a wash. I know that's probably not the answer you wanted. I can't imagine. I mean, the attorney for the caddies was hoping they could come to some sort of negotiated settlement. They really don't want to take this to distance. These types of things take years and can get very, very nasty. And I don't think anybody wants that. But the tour has been very clear on this. I mean, they drew a line in the sand very early and saying the bids were off the table. My guess is at some point the tour will negotiate a deal. It probably won't have anything to do with the bids. It'll probably have to do with the hat. They'll let the caddies go out and create their own marketing strategy and then sell the hats themselves and use that money to create a retirement fund and some sort of health care benefits. And it needs to be pointed out that the PGA Tour currently contributes $2,000 annual stipend to each caddy on the PGA Tour. So it's not as though they do nothing. Now, I think the caddies are just trying to get compensated a little bit more for something that clearly they're very much involved with the bids. But my guess is eventually there'll be some sort of settlement, but I can't imagine that happening anytime soon.
Before I let you go, one other piece of court news in the news earlier this week. Apparently, Rory McIlroy has settled his lawsuit, and I guess the word is he is going to pay somewheres in the neighborhood of $20 million.
I've heard varying numbers. I think $20 million is probably closer to the truth, to be honest with you. I've heard $30 million. You always seem to try to pick a number in the middle somewhere when you look at these types of things. It's best for everybody involved. I think this was going to be such a distraction for Rory, specifically going into the Masters. I mean, this was going to drag out for a few weeks, and he just didn't need it. I mean, with everything that's going to be on the line when he shows up at Augusta National in April, the green jacket, only one green jacket away from winning the career Grand Slam, I think the sooner he got this out of the way, the better.
He is Rex Hoggard from Golf Channel and golfchannel.com in Torrey Pines this week at the Farmers Insurance Open. Rex, thanks for taking the time. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for having me on.